We have a couple of special guests in our studios right now. Joining us from Northfield Shares, we have Carrie Carroll, the Executive Director. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
And Erica Campbell with the Board of Directors. Is that your role?
Yes, good morning. I'm the Chair of the Board.
Oh, we have a, there we go.
Yes, good morning. I'm the chair of the board.
Board chair. You have, we were talking before we went on the air. I'm glad you guys could come on. There's a lot of events coming on. Spring is kind of the season where it's going to be busy for you. And it's going to continue on all throughout the summer. We'll get to that in just a moment or so. But tell us what you've been working on.
So, yeah, thank you very much for having us on this morning, Jeff. We just wanted to come on and just give our community a little update about some things that are happening in the immediate future and then just some things that we've been working on in the last couple of months. But first and foremost, next Tuesday, April 23rd, we are hosting a investment review session. It'll just be at the depot, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, for those that are interested in learning a little bit more about Northfield Shares, what we do, and then also a deeper dive into how the investment of said funds works, and how it, like, as I say, how it grows the money for our community. So we'll just talk a little bit about that. So we have a presentation to do that. It'll just be a short hour Q&A. So people are welcome. If they would just RSVP so we can make sure we have plenty of seats and some light beverages and snacks available, that'd be great. They can just email the office at info@northfieldshares.org.
All right. And the time and date on that again?
Tuesday, 23rd April. So next Tuesday,
Tuesday.
At 3 o'clock at the depot.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And the depot. It's so
a great
cool
space.
That they are making good use out of that nowadays.
We had it there last year, and people had great questions and lots of fun. Very informative.
All right.
So
that's the first thing.
That's,
and we've got kind of a long list, like almost like a laundry list of things that are going on.
Yeah. So we also just want to give a heads up. May 18th, maybe some of you recall a couple years ago, we did Love Our City. We collaborated with the city, some faith communities, and some other organizations in town. Really just kind of a spring cleaning, weed pulling, mulching, planting little flowers. If you remember the parklets that sit outside on the streets a lot of times have beautiful flowers. Those are all planted by volunteers during Love Our City. So there's just some areas. There's a variety of opportunities. Planting trees is another one that's a very special skill set. I think it's Saturday, the 18th of May. I think is the date of Saturday. Come down. We're going to have a location. We'll get everybody teed up. But people can sign up ahead of time on the volunteer hub that we host on our website. So if you're interested in learning more, you can, again, just go to northfieldshares.org. So it's super simple to find out all this information right there.
Okay, and so you're looking for people to basically dig a hole and plant a tree, do a little physical labor.
That's one option. You can also, weed, plant some flowers, do some mulching, have obviously great conversation with your community members. So it's a fun. You can come down as an individual or as a small group or a family. Bring your gardening gloves. That's the only thing we really ask, and away you go. So there are various locations down Division Street and some other areas in town that we'll do in partnership with the city and doing a little spring cleaning, if you will.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
These are the things that people notice, I think, when they come to town. They see how wonderful the flowers look and all that kind of thing. And so this is something that makes us that kind of community. And it's a lot of fun just to hang out with your neighbors and friends.
Yeah, agreed. That's a great way to, the city has, you really need an army to do all this type of stuff.
Yes.
And I think people are already concerned about the taxes being perhaps high enough and a few expenditures to come. This is a good way just to help out, make it better without spending any money on it, saving the city some money.
If people have heard me speak before about the Nutting Beautification Fund, it's one of the funds that we hold. A lot of times those dollars from that fund specifically go toward, obviously, beautification of our town. And that was the intention of Ruth Nutting when she created the fund, is spend money to make downtown Northfield a nice place to look and feel warm and welcoming. And so sometimes you'll see, like, the flowers on Bridge Square have been funded by this fund. The picnic tables on the Riverwalk and the umbrellas, that was, some of those dollars came from the Ruth Nutting Fund. So it's a fun way to kind of make the circle, like, oh, that's where that is, or how that came to be. So,
Yeah, exactly. Neat stuff. And what's cool is that you can have, if you do decide to give to the to a Northfield Shares, you can dedicate to a certain group or area of expertise, or you can just kind of give it into the general fund.
Exactly.
So good either way.
Yes, and we turn around and give out grants, and we can also have longer term investments. And that's really where all this stuff comes from. So it's kind of cool to see. If you come to our investment review, you see how the money is being invested. And when you come to Love Our City, you see how the money goes out into the community.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Carroll and Erica Campbell are with us. Right now we're talking Northfield Shares and some of the events you have going on. So the Beautification Day, the Gardening Day is May the 18th.
Correct.
Okay, and just sign up for that on the website as well. Yep. All right. Now that's the second in a series. We got another one.
Okay, folks, just so you know, we had to send an email to Jeff so he knew what we were talking about today. Our last thing, I mean, I guess we've had... You've heard us talk a little bit about Northfield Shares at Dinner. 2024 is coming Sunday, August 25th. We're really excited because that day obviously really marks the fifth anniversary to the date of the first dinner on Division Street that we did, that we fed 1,000 people, community members. It was a free dinner to all those that were seated. This is the fifth anniversary of that. It's also the 10th anniversary of Northfield Shares, so it's kind of a big birthday party for us. And we're really excited about that. But along with that, between obviously hundreds of volunteers, incredible generous donors, and businesses that are gifting, you know, food products and their time and energy, it still will take dollars to come to fruition. So we are looking for donors, sponsors, whatnot. We have a variety of things that are open. So we invite any or all to help us put that all together. The dollars also will help us fund our work as we build these funds that will give back to the community forever. So it's kind of a two-in-one birthday party and looking to the future. So,
all right. You've got a lot of people. We had a couple of people in here, some of the organizers, passing out some information on that earlier this week. So that's a lot of planning, a lot of stuff to do there.
I will just do a shout out to our co-chairs, Allie Oaks and Sonia Holden are rocking it. And all the volunteers that are leading their various committees are absolutely just amazing. So I know it takes a lot of many hands make light work, but and they're doing a great job all around. So we're really excited.
All right. What else should we know about either something coming up or what the Northfield Shares is all about?
Well, if I could just add a couple more things about the dinner. Part of the way that we make it free for people to come, and really for anybody in the community, whether you can afford it or not, is those sponsors. And it doesn't have to be a business, although a lot of businesses have chipped in. It can be your book club, your Mahjong group. It can be just about anybody. So go on our website, northfieldshares.org, and really think about sponsoring, because that's what makes it the community dinner that it is. And there are certain sponsorships that will kind of assure you a couple of seats at the dinner as well. So, and we won't be able to seat every single person in Northfield, so get on top of it.
How many people are you expecting? You had over 1,000, if memory serves, the last time.
So even though we will not have rain, we have a rain plan. Did you hear that weather forecasters?
It will not rain.
Did you hear all that? No. So we had to kind of go with the numbers that we can deal with on an inside version. So the Northfield High School and the district has been great. They are going to be our rain backup site, but that number is 1,200. So that's what we can do on Division Street. But we're looking to feed others and engage others, whether it's live streaming or delivery, just outreach to bring into our full community. So we're really looking at a variety of ways of spreading the love and having everybody be, quote unquote, a part of it. Which technology has really allowed us, I think, as bad as COVID was, it really taught us a lot of things that we can do differently. And this is one of them. So we're excited.
Okay, one of the things technology cannot do is predict the weather 4 or 5 months into the future. So I wish I had a good forecast for you, but I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah. I thought you were in charge of that.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I think that's Erica's committee.
Late August is usually pretty dry. Not so.
The last time we had a beautiful day 5 years ago, until the very end it started to sprinkle. But there's going to be entertainment on this street. It's you're not going to want to miss it. How about that?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Anything else while we have you here?
I guess I'm just really excited. We had applied for national accreditation, which is a national standards board, several years ago, and we were just renewed, and that basically just says that our investment house, our as a community foundation, what we do to help our community build and grow and basically build the long-term savings account for Northfield, our house is in order, we're full, you know, full disclosure, people can ask us questions, we have nothing to hide. And so we got that stamp. We just found out we just got that stamp of approval from the national board. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, good stuff. And I know that's always a nervous time for everybody involved. But yes. You've got great housekeeping, I guess, on your part, good things going for the future. So, wonderful.
And that speaks to those that have been worked in the foundation before me and all of our board members. And we kind of all have all worked together and just making sure that T's are crossed and I's are dotted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have your website pulled up here, and you have a great board.
<It's>, yes.
Those are wonderful people working, very qualified. So,
although Carrie is being modest, she really stepped up to the plate and knocked it out of the park.
All right. Yes. Thank you both for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thanks.
And we'll have you in again. If you want to come back to promote those events again, you're more than welcome. Door's always open for you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.